Now we pay tribute to Ronnie Wilson, a founding member of the Gap Band, with hits like You Dropped a Bomb on Me and Early in the Morning. The Gap Band dominated the R&B charts in the 1980s. Decades later, the group's music has been sampled by many modern artists. Ronnie Wilson's death this week was announced by his wife on social media. He was 73 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
The Gap Band made music that thumped in your heart and made you want to dance. Ronnie Wilson was the oldest of three brothers who formed the Gap Band. Charles sang lead vocals, and Robert played bass, guitar, and sang backup. They were raised in their father's Pentecostal church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Their mother played piano, and their father insisted their sons learn to play multiple instruments. Ronnie played horns, percussion, and also sang backup. Originally, the Wilson brothers named their group after Greenwood, Archer, and Pine Streets, the area that made Black Wall Street, the district destroyed in the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921. Eventually, the name was shortened to the Gap Band. Another musician from Oklahoma, the late Leon Russell, helped introduce the band to a wider audience. The Gap Band's first album was released on Russell's record label. In a 1974 interview, Leon Russell said the Wilson brothers knew how to put a song across.
Most of them come from a church. They know how to get the people on their feet. They know how to do something. That's what I like about the Gap Band.
Gap Band's sound reached all corners of the music industry. Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, and Tyler, the Creator, sampled their songs. Even artists like George Michael and Dave Grohl cited the band's influence. In his later years, Ronnie Wilson was involved in the music ministry of San Antonio's Community Bible Church. Robert died of a heart attack in 2010. On Twitter, Charlie thanked people for sharing their prayers and love regarding the loss of my brother. In a Facebook post, Ronnie's wife, Linda, called him a genius with creating, producing, and playing, something he did from childhood to his early 70s. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.